Patients can never experience true wellness unless they have a healthy digestive system. Think about that for a second. That means if patients bloat or belch after a meal, experience constipation, diarrhea, stomach or intestinal pain, their digestive system is not working right. Poor digestion means poor vitamin mineral absorption. It also means proteins and fatty acids can't be properly utilized for repair and cellular regeneration. Turning to over-the-counter acid blockers or prescription drugs may reduce the pain, but they're not treating the cause. Most acid reflux, ulcers, and other digestive problems are due to H. pylori or insufficient hydrochloric acid rather than an excess of hydrochloric acid. Lack of hydrochloric acid results in protein putrefaction and carbohydrate fermentation, which results in the formation of acids and sulfur compounds that burn the stomach. HCl does not have a tendency to burn the stomach. Not enough acids result in the production of other acids that do burn the stomach. The use of scripted or over-the-counter pharmaceuticals further reduce the production of hydrochloric acid. It's a vicious cycle and can only be overcome if we take the time to explain that hydrochloric acid is an essential component of digestion. Hydrochloric acid has multiple health benefits, and the physiology of the stomach is designed for high concentration of this essential acid. Here's a partial list of conditions that can be linked to hydrochloric acid deficiency in the literature. Addison's disease or hypocortical function, asthma, celiacs, Crohn's, dermatitis, diabetes, eczema, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or SIBO, Graves' disease or hyperthyroid, hypothyroid, autoimmune disorders like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or myasthenia gravis, pernicious or B12 anemia, osteoporosis, or osteoarthritis. I've never seen it in the literature, but if low hydrochloric acid contributes to these conditions, chemically lowering hydrochloric acid with script meds should contribute to these conditions as well. The following are lab tests which suggest a need for hydrochloric acid. Serum globulin over 2.8, or below 2.4. Serum phosphorus below 3.0. BUN above 15. Serum gastrin below 45. An increased urinary indican, an increase of meat or vegetable fibers in a stool test, and a decrease in mineral levels, especially calcium, magnesium, zinc, and iron. Having mentioned these tests, Dr. Harry Eidenier in his Balancing Body Chemistry group have correlated blood tests, stool tests, and other comprehensive tests on over 10,000 patients between 1978 and the present. Included often was the use of the Heidelberg radiotelegraphy machine to measure stomach acid. Interestingly, they found that symptoms are the best rationale for a clinical trial regardless of the lab tests. Here are the symptoms that suggest a need for hydrochloric acid: gas, burping or bloating, especially when eating protein, bad breath or body odor, asthma, food or environmental allergies, intestinal parasites, loss of the taste for meat, and pancreatic or biliary dysfunction. If two or more of these symptoms are present, a clinical trial of hydrochloric acid should be considered. The therapy for hypochlorhydria is as follows. Take 2 tablets of hydrazyme or HCl plus with each meal in the middle of the meal for 2 days. Taking hydrochloric acid in the middle of the meal is very important. We want to mimic and support normal physiologic function. After 2 days, add 1 more tablet of the product again in the middle of the meal. So on Monday, take 2 tablets for breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the middle of the meal. Tuesday, take 2 tablets with each meal. And on Wednesday, take 3 tablets with each meal. Thursday, take 3 tablets with each meal. On Friday, take 4 tablets with each meal. Once a patient experiences a warmth in their stomach, they should cut back 1 tablet or capsule. Maintain that dose until a warmth occurs again and continue to cut back on the dose until a maintenance dose is reached. It is rare, but if hydrochloric acid therapy burns the patient's stomach because the stomach is too sensitive, the therapy should be discontinued and a stomach healing program should be instituted. After 30 days, return to the protocol at 1 tablet in the middle of each meal, then increase 1 tablet every other day as discussed. Below you can review an earlier Tuesday Minute related to this issue. Dr. Jonathan Wright, author of the book Why Stomach Acid is Good for You, says the stomach makes anywhere from 60 to 70 grains of hydrochloric acid per meal. A grain is 60 milligrams. HCl plus contains about 2 grains. Hydrazyme contains 2.5 grains per tablet, and betaine plus HP contains 11.66 grains. Start with HCl plus or hydrazyme and switch to betaine plus HP after the first bottle. One betaine plus HP is the equivalent of about 4 hydrazyme tablets. Because this is such an essential issue, Dr. Greg Peterson and I host a webinar to discuss this subject in greater depth. Details about the webinar can be found on this page. Having a thorough understanding of digestion gives us the confidence to confront any myths patients believe about the pain-relieving effects of over-the-counter acid blockers and prescription medications. And as with any subject, the more nuances we understand, the better. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next Tuesday. What percentage of your clients have gut issues? Okay, you're right, all of them. And because everyone's different and everyone has unique tastes, we need gut healing options. And if one of those options is a liquid, tastes like mild iced tea, and features ingredients backed by the most current scientific literature, we have a winner. GI Resolve is a great tasting powder formula from Biotics Research. While other formulas contain sweeteners, flavors, colors, gums, or other additives that can sabotage gut repair, GI Resolve is the cleanest GI repair formula on the market. Let's review the demographics of GI health. Over 95 million Americans experience digestive problems. Over 60 million suffer from heartburn. An estimated 20 million have stomach ulcers. Over 50 million Americans suffer from irritable bowel syndrome. And we know intestinal permeability is associated with autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, arthritis, allergies, asthma, acne, and obesity. And let's not forget the gut-brain axis. How many times have you treated gut health and your patient tells you, my anxiety's gone, or I've got my old zip back, that cloud over my head is gone. 2 scoops and 8 ounces of water. GI Resolve mixes well and has a mild iced tea flavor. Each serving contains 4 grams of glutamine, 1,000 milligrams of a shellfish-free form of N-acetylglucosamine, NAG, 500 milligrams of MSM, 400 milligrams of deglycerized licorice, 300 milligrams of okra, 50 milligrams of aloe vera in a 200-to-1 standardized extract, and 50 milligrams of zinc carnosine. You can see a link on the value of glutamine to the right. Most of us are familiar with the properties of NAG, MSM, DGL, okra, and aloe as mucilaginous agents. The mucus in our gut not only protects us from our own digestive enzymes and the byproducts of dysbiotic bacteria, but serves as a home for the beneficial probiotics in our gut. But I think the all-star player in this blend is the zinc carnosine. With over 17 years as a prescription item in Japan, zinc carnosine has a long history of safety, efficacy, and scientific merit. Biotics chose the patented form of zinc carnosine, PepZinGI, because it's been the subject of dozens of scientific papers. One study was really interesting. Heavy exercise can induce gut permeability. In a study where gut permeability was induced through exercise, zinc carnosine lessened exercise-induced gut permeability by increasing epithelial resistance and tight junction structure. Zinc carnosine also activates the NRF2 signaling pathway. NRF2 is a protein that's the very center of our cellular protective pathway and serves as a master regulator of the body's antioxidant response. Think of NRF2 as a thermostat within our cells that senses the level of oxidative stress and other stressors and turns on internal protective mechanisms. NRF2 regulates genes involved in the production of a wide range of antioxidant enzymes, including SOD, glutathione, and catalase, and detoxification or stress response genes. As you know, the turnover for the intestinal GI cells is days to weeks, so most clinicians will use products like GI Resolve for 30 days. I heard an interesting lecture by Dr. Brett Wisniewski, and he made a very astute comment. He always extends gut healing programs 30 days after the pain and discomfort subside. Because the gastrointestinal milieu is so important, it takes time to repair and restore optimal function. Personally, I like the idea of taking the supplements a little longer for a different reason. Establishing good habits takes time, So an extra 30 days assures they get in the groove. I want to make sure patients follow through with the suggestions that are relieving their symptoms. Use 2 scoops and 8 ounces of cold water as a therapeutic dose once or twice a day for 30 days or until symptoms abate, then reduce to once a day for repair. But here's another tip Dr. Brett Wisniewski shared that I found interesting. For acute GERD or heartburn, mix 2 scoops in 2 to 3 ounces of water and sip slowly over a 30-minute period. The combination of okra, aloe vera, DGL, and zinc carnosine really put out the inflammatory fires associated with reflux. Of course, we want to be sensitive to other issues contributing to GI disturbances like food sensitivities, hidden infections, SIBO, and hyperchlorhydria. So now we have the option to use a gut healing formula that tastes like dilute iced tea and is devoid of flavors, allergens, colors, sweeteners, or gums. GI Resolve rejuvenates the health of intestinal mucosa, supports a healthy inflammatory response, builds immune support, and doesn't contain shellfish or other common allergens. I suggest you make a batch of GI Resolve and let all your patients taste it. You'll be surprised how many people will choose it over other powders on the market. And remember, even if they don't have a gut issue, based on the statistics I just mentioned, they know someone who does. Taking a few moments to let your existing patients know what services you offer is the most inexpensive, purest form of marketing. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next Tuesday.